AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking to reporters in Delaware, President Biden was asked about the status of negotiations in Congress to change gun laws.
There's a serious negotiation that's very close to coming to fruition.
The president says he's been pushing for changes.
More than one way to skin a cat, but it would be better if we had better regulation of a sale of firearms nationally and nationally mandated.
Meantime, police in New York say a college basketball player, Darius Lee, a 21-year-old senior at Houston Baptist University in Texas, was shot and killed at a gathering in Harlem this morning. This is Commander Brian McGee.
We just think it was a gathering, barbecue, to that nature, but we have to look more into that.
No arrests have been made. The New York Daily News reports the gathering was a cookout organized by Harlem rapper Rich Rhymer, who posted invitations on his Instagram account. Police in Washington, D.C. say a 15-year-old boy was shot to death. Three adults, including a police officer, were wounded at an unauthorized musical event. President Biden says he could have a decision later this week on a possible gas tax holiday. Coronavirus vaccine is now available in some places for kids 5 and under. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says parents have a choice, a vaccine from Moderna or Pfizer.
When the CDC scientists and the FDA experts looked at this, they both green-lighted both of them because the data for both of them are really quite compellingly clear.
Jha was on ABC's Good Morning America. The president of Dartmouth College says the school in New Hampshire is removing all federal and institutional loans from its undergraduate financial aid awards and replacing them with expanded scholarship grants, beginning with the summer term. This will decrease the debt burden for hundreds of middle-income Dartmouth students and their families by an average of $22,000 over 4 years. This is AP News. Russia's military machine is focusing on eastern Ukraine.
Fierce fighting continues in the Donbas region of Ukraine.
Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Avdiivka.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russian army is concentrating artillery, aerial attacks, and offensive forces. Battles have been raging in villages in eastern Luhansk. And local governor Serhiy Hadai tells the Associated Press the situation in Severodonetsk is very difficult. He says Ukrainian forces hold just one area, the Azot chemical plant, where a number of fighters and hundreds of civilians are taking shelter. It's just hell there, he writes. Everything is engulfed in fire. The shelling doesn't stop even for an hour. I'm Jennifer King.
The last British governor of Hong Kong says Beijing's crackdown on civil liberties in the former British colony has been a lot worse than he expected. Chris Patton led Britain's last government in Hong Kong before the city was returned to Chinese rule in 1997. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.